Maybe.
So?
Awesome. It's a podcast.
Oh, shit.
And that's the beginning and possibly the end of this one.
Yeah, so welcome to Three Broke Gamers Podcast.
Episode
8.
I'm Cody.
I'm Al.
I'm Jesse.
And we're Three Broke Gamers.
Very broke.
Coming to you almost live.
Almost live.
How are we almost live?
Well, because we recorded on Sunday and it doesn't release till Wednesday, so it's almost live.
It's just like, it's like four not
days,
live.
3 days, 2 days.
It's like almost flightless.
Whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I think we should just skip what you're talking about and talk about something else.
Did you know koalas have 6 fingers?
Do you know dogs can't look up?
I'm not part of this.
Can't hey, die. Where does the white go when the snow melts?
That's not even...
To heaven.
That's not even a knowledgeable answer.
If you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights
on... You did this in the last podcast! You can do this again!
I can do whatever the hell I want.
No.
He does have a point. You do have to listen to me. I'm paying for this.
If I sound different, it's because I'm sick.
If I sound different, it's because you're listening to me differently.
Okay.
If I look differently, it's because I'm doing No Shave November.
And also because we don't have a video for this podcast.
I know.
Because we're a podcast, not a...
It's okay. I might see
video podcast.
I might see my fans out and about.
Fan.
By the way, we need to... I haven't even...
We need to get more fans or what?
No, well, that too. I haven't even put up our pictures for No Shave yet, so...
Yeah, it's because you're slacking on your duties.
We'll get on that.
Shut up.
You're slacking on your duties. Hey, do you got my Al's Adventure up yet?
I do not.
See, slacker.
Yeah.
I've been busy. Halo 4 came out.
Yeah. Speaking of that, let's talk about it. Pros and cons.
Cons? Nothing.
I would have to agree. No. Oh, yeah. I disagree.
There was one big one. Joining a match mid-game.
Yes, I hate that.
I hate that.
That's the only thing that I don't like about it.
They should. I mean, it's okay if it's less than halfway over, but if it's more than halfway over, it's kind of like...
Or if it's way one-sided.
No, I don't care about that.
No, I do.
It's just the halfway.
Yeah.
Because Al and I were playing the other day, literally yesterday night. Yeah. We joined the game of Dominion. They had to kill one guy. They had all...
Yeah, see,
places we had like to join. I said, we joined as that guy died, so if we spawned and then died immediately.
So yeah, it was like an automatic loss.
They should change it so that if the game's like more than half over, you can't join it. It's kind of Battlefieldy. Yes. They've really Battlefield / Call of Duty'd up Halo,
but they're both popular. So
not
yeah,
really.
Because the loadouts.
So. Yeah, the loadout menu,
in Halo,
yeah.
You know, where you get to customize.
Which was...
I mean, the fans have been asking for that.
Yes.
They want the individualization. Yeah.
I don't know. I like Halo 4 out of all of them, and I'm really not a Halo fan.
They like
fan.
That.
Shut up. It's my
what?
Turn to talk.
Then talk.
Okay.
Stop talking over each other.
You're raising your hand. What do you want to say?
I would like everybody to know that we have an audience, a live audience, actually, with us today. I know that they probably don't want us to acknowledge them, but we're going to anyway, because that's what we do.
We got our actual sound guy, because Cody sucks at it.
And his name is what?
His name is, I was going to say.
His name is Brett.
Brett, yeah. Well,
say hi, Brett.
Brett's waving.
He waved. He waved.
That doesn't count. You actually have to say... I'm not going to let this move on until you say hi.
And
now he's getting
an
well.
Awkward
Our
pause.
Other
awkward
audience pause. Member is Jory. Say hi, Jory.
Hi.
Yes.
I said say hi, Jory.
Hi, Jory.
Awesome. Did that pick up at all? I can't tell from here.
I don't know.
Soundmaster?
But anyways...
No, okay.
Can we go back to Halo, please?
We can, but okay. Waiting for
How about
first.
We should just leave Halo at it's awesome?
No, because I want to talk about it.
Is it Game of the Year worthy?
Yes. Let's first talk about... Well, since we're talking about multiplayer, let's talk about multiplayer.
I haven't played campaign, so...
Well, I got some things to talk about with the campaign.
No spoilers,
but just some things I want to talk about it. But with multiplayer, like I said, the loadouts and the customization, you know, the loadouts are cool, but at the same time, it takes away from the old school...
Your skill?
No, not your skill. I mean, yeah, it takes away from the core skills.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, people can customize, you know, to set up certain classes.
For certain maps.
Yeah.
And for us, it's going to be harder because of, for machinima purposes.
You know, there's...
You have to unlock all of these things.
Yes.
But,
and so...
Well, do you really need to unlock them?
You need to unlock a lot of... Everything is unlockable. Everything is... Like, I'm talking about the stuff on players. like the armors.
Oh yeah,
the armor upgrades.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Helmets and the abilities and the weapons. That's all unlockable.
But I think the loadouts, you know, that kind of takes away from the old school Halo multiplayer because, you know,
I think it's easier before, to rank up
before
on this
Reach.
Too.
You know, you didn't have like special abilities or anything yep. like that. You just had
the gadgets.
Your set weapon. Yeah, your set
the gadgets
weapons,
that you can
you know?
Get.
I mean, the armor stuff that doesn't really affect, you know.
The gameplay. At all.
It
just looks cool.
The weapons and stuff like that. The other thing I don't like is that there's no weapon spawns on the map.
There are.
Are there?
Yeah, there are weapon spawns. You don't use them? How do you think I get the Needler all the time?
There's at the beginning of each game, there's a weapon spawns.
Well, there is, but it's throughout the whole game. They just
kinda, they respawn throughout the game, and then there's ordnance on top of that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you need to pay attention. Then I must be missing
You are
where
missing
they are.
Because there's on... probably 3 or 4 different maps, there's a sword spawn in the middle of the map.
Okay.
And that's how people get the sword so fast.
Or it's on the ordnance.
There's also rocket and... but if it's right at the beginning, so they haven't gotten ordnance yet. There's rockets, sniper, and
swords.
See,
I don't know if I like the ordnance stuff, though.
I kind of do, but I want to be able to customize it.
To be able to customize, that'd be nice.
Stuff that I never use.
I get overshield a lot.
But I think it's good that you get, like...
overshield?
No, well, that you...
What?
That you don't get to customize it, that it is randomized.
I just made the audience almost pee their pants.
Why? What was it?
Because he picked his nose?
And then wiped it on you.
Oh, is that what you're doing? I always love a nose booger on my sweatshirt.
I figured you would.
It's better.
I did not, for the record, actually pick my nose.
Oh.
Yeah, but I didn't pull anything out.
That you know of?
Does that matter?
Yeah, I was second knuckling my nose. I touched the bottom seam of my brain.
He was fingering himself.
So what'd you think of the campaign so far?
Who are you asking?
Well, Al hasn't played, so obviously you.
I've gotten to the first major twist. Awesome. Absolutely amazing.
Is that like within the first mission?
Absolutely amazing.
The cutscenes have been amazing. The
opening cinematography.
Yes.
What did you think about that?
Phenomenal.
Did you think it was?
I thought
like,
it was real. I thought it was live action at first.
I showed that to some of the guys.
Yeah,
and
I showed
like,
it to my brothers.
Is this live action? And they're like,
yeah.
Like, no, it's not live action. It's like, holy.
I'm like, this is all computer generated.
Did you know? Okay, so a little bit of a spoiler.
For me?
This is right at the beginning, so you're gonna see it. It's the first thing that you'll see.
It doesn't
anyway.
Matter. I'm gonna
pay
like
attention
it
to Dr. Halsey's wrists. Did you notice?
I have to rewatch it.
Did you
it,
cut
though.
Him or what?
You didn't notice that stuff?
Must have missed it.
You need to look now. You'll need to look now. It plays big into the campaign, I'm pretty sure. I just touched Al's foot.
He's playing footsie with me.
Overall, because I finished the campaign.
But by the way, just to rephrase again, Al is not gay.
Yes, I'd like to rephrase that again. I am not gay. Cody is the gay one.
I like to rephrase. Al,
I like how we're saying rephrase instead of we're saying rephrase in the wrong text. We're supposed to be saying reiterate.
No, I'm rephrasing.
It's a good thing Mr. Murphy's not listening to this.
Maybe I should
reinstate.
Right.
But anyways, overall for the campaign, who are you waving at?
My brother just texted me hi.
Oh, get off your phones! It's the one thing that our podcast lames out at.
Okay,
dude,
Halo
shut
4
the
phone.
Hell up.
Halo 4,
and let me
right
talk
now, game of the year.
Then talk! That's the whole point of talking over each other.
Halo 4, no. Game of the year. Definitely yes. For me.
But campaign-wise,
I don't know, I haven't
it.
Got Black
it's
Ops
amazing.
2
it's
yet.
Amazing.
But I don't get the same feel that I got in Halo
1. Halo 3, well, even all the way back to Halo 3, I felt like it was a lot shorter, this campaign. But when you guys finish it, maybe you'll notice it too. And I also felt it didn't have as many high adrenaline rushes.
Well, so it's just, I don't like the grunts. I hate the grunts now.
Yeah?
Have you noticed how different they are?
Yeah,
I hate them.
They're not
you can't tell on some of them if they're coming at you with the suicide plasma grenades. So you just see them running at you and then they explode.
Yeah.
But they also don't have the whole face mask. It's just over their nose now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that either. They're almost too lifelike. Bye, guys.
And when you get to the ancient evil things, when you meet those things, oh, God, I hate them. I'm just going to tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking
there's
about.
There's a certain...
There's a certain thing.
Thing that shoots really fast at you, and there's a billion of them. Well, it sometimes seems like there's a billion, and it's not the Flood. So,
but I'm excited. I'm excited to see the Flood in this game again. I'm excited to get back to it.
You know what I'm going to be excited for? To play all of the campaigns.
I hope I didn't ruin that for you.
You did a little bit, but it's going to be coming back. I know it does.
There's
it has
no,
to.
There's no Flood.
Oh, that's depressing.
Unless I missed them.
You probably did.
I don't think I did.
Okay. Anyway.
But anyways.
Halo 4, game of the year. Definitely. Jesse's vote already.
I haven't got Black Ops 2 yet.
It can't compete with Halo.
Let's talk about Black Ops, though.
Black Ops
2? It's coming out Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday? It
comes out Tuesday.
Holy fuck, I'm not going to get it until it's out for like 2 weeks.
That's because you just bought Halo 4.
Yeah, I know.
It is. And I'm a broke gamer.
Yeah.
Well, how are you broke? I thought you're making like $4,000 a week, though.
Yeah, well, $4,000 a week.
Yeah, but okay.
A lunar week.
Okay, lunar week. This last week I made like $2,000. Actually, that's this week I'm going to make like a $1,500. So, and I don't get paid until not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday.
Okay.
So then I'll have it.
Okay.
And a new vehicle, and... No, I'm just kidding. I wish. I wish.
But while we were at the Halo 4 release, me and Jesse got the chance to play the Wii U.
Yeah.
What'd you play on it?
Which was...
What game did you play?
Phenomenally fun.
We played Rayman.
Yeah.
Legends Origins.
What's that? Yeah. Rayman?
Rayman.
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 Yeah, it's this guy that doesn't have arms and legs, but feet and hands.
Like, they just kind of pop out.
He can wind up his hand, and then he can punch super far.
It's an old school.
I think I've seen it before.
If we showed it to you, you'd know it.
He looks like a little blob with just, like, two... With hands and feet,
but yeah. We played a game type where it was kind of
it was mashed up to
Black Betty
song, and it was a force.
It was fun. No, you would have loved
it. So it's side scrolling, right? And
side,
you would love it. It's amazing. It's side scrolling.
I'm sure. I'm sure there's a trailer for it.
You go from left
video.
To right.
Yeah.
We need to pull that up as soon as we can.
Just check it out. I'll try to find the link to it and post it to our Facebook page, but. It is awesome, and if you guys...
It forces you to go along with the beat to the song.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious, and it's super enjoyable. If you fit into the same category that Cody and I do, with our nerdy geekiness and...
But I kind of want to say that it almost wouldn't have been fun if you or I weren't there together.
Right. It would have been good, but it wouldn't have been like...
It wouldn't have been as awesome if you didn't have somebody else playing with you.
Correct.
Or even just there with you.
Just watching.
So the Wii U is going to be like one of those.
The
things.
Wii U, I think, is going to be another
party game.
Party
console.
It's another console. Game. It's another toy that every family is going to get. Play it for a few weeks, and then pull it off.
I think,
only when it's the holiday season.
But I think with the secondary screen with the secondary screen, I think it'll actually
the kids will play it more.
It'll be great for families that have like the 12 and under kids.
Yep.
And
the
parents
want to
watch TV.
The ones that haven't gotten to the hardcore gaming yet.
Yep.
You know, yeah.
The parents
want to
watch TV and the kids want to play games.
Exactly.
This is like a way out of,
you know, if the kids get home from school and are playing on the TV and then mom and dad get home at 5 and they want to watch, you know, the evening
news.
And this is what's going to happen. The dad's going to walk in and say, "Get off the fucking thing, kids. It's time for dad to watch the news."
Because that's exactly how your parents said it. Get off the fucking... Okay, your parents probably did, actually.
I was going to say, what the hell? Yes, my parents said, "Get off that." My dad would walk in and be like, "It's time for the news. Get off the damn thing. Go outside and play." And my mom...
Did they lock you outside?
Yeah, they did, actually, a few times. And then when my brothers
did
and I would...
Did you get to play with lawn darts? Like actual darts?
Yeah. No, we shot each other with BB guns.
That's just as fun. Except you couldn't defoot someone.
And then, no. But then, you know what's funny? When we would fight when we were younger, we would actually like fist fight each other.
Yeah.
Because we get so mad, my mom would go outside, I don't want blood in the house, so we would go outside and fight each other. We're so dumb.
Yeah, my brother would just break windows and doors.
From the inside or from the outside?
Well, I'd lock him out.
Me and my brothers learned how to patch drywall at a young age.
Fuck, I didn't even patch it. I waited for dad to come home and do it, and then I got my ass chewed.
No, we learned real quick how to do that. Either that or put a picture 2 feet from the floor. Why is that picture hanging so low? It looks better there, I think.
I can see it when there. I'm laying down.
Exactly. Yeah. See, when you're a toddler, you need stuff to look at, too.
That's for my grandkids, or for my kids, when I have them.
We don't have much to talk about today.
Yeah, you know, today's more going to be kind of like a...
Because we just kind of want to get back to playing
Halo 4. Oh, hey, I saw my first commercial for the Microsoft Surface.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Hey, did you guys say smart
tablet? Is it an actual hardware tablet, or is it just a software for tablets?
I have no idea what it is, but the commercial is badass.
Yeah, I want to get one.
The commercial is awesome.
I'm going to see this.
I should probably research, actually, what Microsoft Surface is. Because before, I thought it was always just, like, touch stuff.
And so now I'm discovering that Microsoft is almost taking over the touch stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what they're shooting
for. You know, like the software-wise, because they have a universal Xbox app.
Yep.
For anything touch.
Did I talk? I don't know if I...
You did not talk about it because it happened after the podcast.
Okay, yeah.
It finally came out
for iOS.
There you go.
For the iPad, the iPod, iPhones, you can get the smart glass for Xbox.
But does it work for touchscreen apples?
What?
Macs. Does it work for touchscreen apps?
What?
Touchscreen Macs.
Touchscreen
Mac computers.
Do they have touchscreen Mac computers?
I have no idea.
I don't think they do.
Not yet?
I don't think any of the iMacs or any Macs.
Better get working on that, Mr. Jobs.
You think they would, though?
Yeah.
You think that'd be a real... I bet it's
coming.
It's coming.
Well, they gotta make them super thin, and then they'll just make a portable computer.
Well, they already got them super thin, you know. Even the iMacs, the big
desktops. Yeah, but that's at the edge.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still super thin.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is that they're just going to combine that with their iPad technology and just have a
mobile
computer.
But really, the touch stuff...
Actually, laptop. Dude, anyway.
The touch stuff there for their desktop needs to be more in their software than their... I mean, they could easily make the iMacs and stuff touch screens.
Yeah.
But to make it fluid with their software...
Yeah.
They'd have to reinvent just about all of their software. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, they've already done a lot of that because of their, because of the iPad.
Yep.
You know, because of Pages and Numbers. And
speaking of apps,
whatever, or keynotes.
I don't.
That's all pretty much.
I don't mean to cut integrated. You guys off, but two things here. Smart glass that's on the iPhone yet?
Yeah.
And so I can download it for free.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we've been talking about.
Yep.
Okay. Anyways.
If you be off your phone.
Well, I was trying to look up some stuff here for podcasts. Uh-huh. So. The other one is, do you guys know a great audiobooks app for the phone?
An audio, like to listen to books?
Yeah, so they read the book to me.
Yeah?
What's it called?
Audible.
Oh, yeah.
Audible.com.
Audible.com.
So it's the leader in Audible books, audiobooks.
I got to pay for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't pay for the Audible, but you do pay for
each
the books.
Book that you buy.
Oh, but you can rent
them.
Any site you go to, they're going to charge you for audiobooks.
Well, some of them
have a few
free,
but
they're not going to be like the
yeah,
books that
or
you
they'll
really
have
want.
Previews where you get like three chapters free
yeah.
or something.
I was just thinking about that because for work or whatever, driving all the time.
Honestly, I think that put me to sleep, but that's just me.
Unless you get a good book like Silent Warrior.
Or Napalm and Silly Putty.
I mean, I'm sure there's some that you'd get into, yeah. but I don't know how much attention I'd be actually paying to the book and then not the road.
So what you want to do is, what I've done is, with my audiobooks, actually, I get a lot of comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's,
yeah,
it's
I love
a lot like
listening
their stand-up.
Comedians.
And they,
I love stand-up.
And they do the audio for their audiobooks normally. So it's just like listening to a really long stand-up session of that guy.
I suppose.
So it keeps you awake and you're just like, yeah, that's pretty funny. Because it's a lot of the stuff that doesn't quite make it into their yeah. act, but it's still pretty good stuff.
Well, see, I have a radio app and maybe Pandora can do it, but.
What?
I have on my radio app, there's a radio station that just does all.
Comedy?
Comedy.
Yeah.
I've got those like little
tracks.
What
app is that?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know.
You have to look it up. You have to
it's like it if Pandora does that or Pandora, not. Pandora, yeah. Can you do comedians?
Yeah, I've done Joe Coy. I've done.
Okay, see, like I've never tried it. Yeah. So I'd
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, so just Pandora them. John Panette. I'm gonna start.
Well, my Pandora has been acting up lately. Like, I mean, it won't let me get to the genres.
I mean, eventually it will repeat stuff because that's what Pandora does, because it repeats things that you like.
Yeah, see, this... Yeah. This...
Because I was trying to search new genres, and it wouldn't...
The radio app is that I have... I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to look it up for you, but...
Skyfall.
They actually have... it's actually a radio station that you tune into.
Okay.
And they play, like, all sorts of, you know, top, you know, stuff today, and then they go all the way back to, you know... Not, like, super old school, but...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But there's not a lot of repeats there.
Okay.
yeah, like, Not settings. I'm trying to get to... Try to find, like, all the genres or whatever, but it won't let me...
Yeah, the app's called TuneIn Radio. And you can get any radio station, basically, as long as they're online. So you can get, like, you know, our local radio stations, you can get them on there. Because, like, when I'm in my car has a terrible, the antenna doesn't actually connect.
Yeah.
I need to fix that. But so what I do then...
What's that called?
TuneIn Radio.
An antenna.
So what I do...
I couldn't help it.
When I'm down in Fairmont at home, I can't pick up 96.7.
Yeah.
Really?
So I plug in my iPhone and launch the app. And then I can get their radio station, so then I can listen to it down there.
Cool.
And then as I get closer to Mankato, I can actually hear it, or, you know, switch back over. But, so, like, I can get the comedy radio station. I mean, they have every radio station, basically, that has an online version of their radio station.
Okay, it does it through the internet.
Awesome. Yeah, it does it through the internet. So you're using your bandwidth and everything. You're not, like, actually...
Yeah,
so picking up radio station.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool because I love that all these radio stations are doing stuff online, so that you can listen to it at work too.
Exactly. So if there's a radio station that you like to listen to, but it's not close enough to you that you can pick it up on your actual radio, you can go online and use your phone. You know, but then again, you are using your bandwidth and, you know, your data.
Yeah. But if you have unlimited data.
But if you have unlimited data or you don't use a lot of data, you know, that's one way to get around.
Yeah, I need unlimited data.
Cause... Or in my case, if you have a sucky antenna on your car and have a shitty car and want to still listen to it.
If you can't find a freaking radio station on the radio and you're driving your truck.
Yeah, if you're out in the middle of nowhere
driving
and you for some reason have signal for your phone but not for...
Well, actually, that would happen more often than you think nowadays.
Well, driving through Iowa, I have to change the radio station like every town.
Yeah, see, you could just find one radio station that you like.
Well, I put it on, I play Pandora, like, the entire way down there.
Yeah.
But now my Pandora is playing over and over and over again, so I'm getting sick of that station.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like about Pandora, is it starts to repeat after a while.
Stop liking so much stuff.
It's not that I like it, it's just that I play that playlist. It's all, like, today's country.
Oh.
So they play all the new songs. And when new songs come out, they just add that to it. But if I don't like a new song, I'll skip it, and then it won't ever play that song again.
Yep.
So.
Another thing, Microsoft. Here's a little tech bite, I guess.
Super awesomeness.
Microsoft patents a thing for the Kinect system that technically spies on you.
How so?
What it would do is, using the Kinect, it would use its imaging processing to count the number of people watching a certain show and then charge per person. So say there's a license for a certain movie that says only 10 people can watch it. But maybe you got 20 people for some odd reason because you're throwing a party. It can actually go through a count and then be like, okay, we need to charge you another license
It's just like
in order to watch this.
Remember at the beginning of the DVDs and the VHS tapes, you're not supposed to watch them publicly. It's supposed to be privately viewed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you have, like, 10 or more people, you're technically going against the contract that you quote, signed when you purchased the movie.
Yeah, which you don't sign.
But, you know,
there's no actual contract.
But it says that
Yeah.
Or in violation of such and such law.
Well, okay, that's like with with all the piracy and stuff that's out there.
That's kind of
what they're using, you know. But so I could see this as being like an alternative to, you know, how movie theaters are kind of dying out.
They really are.
I mean, they really are just kind Fairmont. Of going out. I mean, yeah, that one's been going out for a while, but
like they've had like three movie owners theaters in have 2 years.
Been kind on the of down. Been on the, down. The decline. And distributors of movies have kind of been noticing that, and sometimes they do release, you know, movies in movie theaters and, you know, onto pay-per-view type things.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I could see how, you know, with the Kinect being able to count, then, you know, that's a way to assure
maybe
the distributors of, you know, movies that they could go, okay, we'll distribute this movie, you know, to the Microsoft, you know, Xbox people, because then they know that they'll get their percentages of the money by using the Kinect to count the number of people that are in the room.
Here's the only bad and part charge about them. That.
Is there's that spying on your personal life.
That much. Too, but then it would force you to have a Kinect because otherwise the movie wouldn't play.
Well, duh, that's the whole point.
But if you, but then you
what if you don't want a Kinect?
Who's not to say that the next Xbox won't have the Kinect as
part of the package?
Part of the package, not it just an will. Add-on. But that being the key feature.
It probably will.
But,
you know?
Because, like, right now...
And I completely understand. It just seems so...
And, yeah, nobody wants to, you know, oh, I can't watch this movie unless I have, you know, the Kinect. But, you know,
that's just a marketing thing. I just won't watch the movie until it comes out, then.
You know, a lot and of times, I unplug my Xbox, my
then
Kinect.
Then go to the movie theater to watch it. But if you want to watch it in your home, you got to have a Kinect.
Yeah.
I think going to the movie theater makes it a lot more enjoyable.
It's, yeah, I mean, going to the movie theater, there are some movies that I would only want to see in the movie theater because of the picture quality.
Like the Avengers.
Exactly.
Yes.
That was a great movie to see twice.
But
that and hearing all the reactions from everybody else, though, too.
No, I hate that. Oh, I hate when, I like going to a movie when they're like 4 weeks in and they're just about to be taken out and nobody else is there. Because then I have the place to myself, I can enjoy the movie. I'm sorry, but I'm going to talk about Allison here for a second, but every time I go to a movie with her...
She talks, doesn't she?
Yes!
And it's...
Actually, it's not just Allison. I think it's women in general, and I'm not hating on women.
Okay, but so this is where I'm going to stop you, because there was
they are
one
very
that I went to movie vocal. Theaters with, and she was always quiet.
Okay, like I said, I'm not saying all women, but I also know my mom does it, my sister does it.
My ex,
Allison does
my
it.
Ex was very good at that.
Women,
she would never say anything during the movie.
My general overview has
once,
been that most women...
Yes.
Once the lights went off, she didn't say anything until the lights came back on.
And
unless, but otherwise, it would be like this, and I'd say, just wait. Or it would be, I just grabbed your hand.
Yeah. No homo.
Anyway, I keep doing really weird things.
I was like, what are you doing? Don't you see my hands back here?
I do, but I thought you went
just,
straight
like,
down instead
it.
Of... Okay. Anyway,
anyways,
cousins are holding hands.
We're a close family.
Yeah, we're very close.
Oh my god! I just entered the family. I just popped my family cherry.
You're between us, you know.
Anyway,
he's gonna have an Al sandwich.
What was I talking about?
The lights went down and she was quiet.
Yep, that's how it always went.
Jesse gave it to her.
In the movie theater.
When the lights go down.
But
yeah.
But that's just
theater,
me. But
yeah.
Also, I think the major reason why movie theaters are seeing such a big decline is the not just cost, but the quality of picture and sound at home.
Yeah.
Today you can get a great picture and a great sound for probably under $1,000.
Yes.
You can get amazing
get a great movie
and,
for 12.
Yeah,
with
I mean, but
delicious popcorn.
To watch
$20.
You know,
I love.
And you can get cheap popcorn at home, but I mean, you know,
yep. It's not as
not
good as
everyone
movie
can
theater.
Have the movie theater popcorn, but
because they're poor, like us three broke.
But you can buy a
popcorn
popping machine for about $50.
Exactly. So
and
I mean,
that is delicious. I think I'm going to make some.
You're seeing a lot more home theaters.
Yep. Because people
because
enjoy it.
Can
it's,
afford
it's,
it.
It's this generation.
Yeah.
It's the generation thing that's this
so
is what we're doing.
That's another reason I can see
there's
it.
More in-home
the
money
Kinect,
spending than out-home.
The Kinect being, you know, being able to count how many people and charging to watch movies and stuff like that could be a good thing. Now, people, you know, like Al said, that could be seen as like a invasion of privacy or something.
Well, yeah. What if you like to sit nude?
But it's not gonna take a picture and then send it to someone. No, but it's a heat
signature.
It's just gonna notice how many people are in there and then send back another.
The whiter, the more hot you are.
The whiter, the more hot you are. But I mean, maybe you wanna borrow or buy some porn, and they charge per person to watch porn.
Maybe it's what if you're already doing somebody?
Maybe it's a live performance.
What if it becomes a heated moment?
Yes,
And for some odd reason, there's more than one of you in the room watching the live performance. They might need to charge for that secondary person. Maybe it's good that they see that there's a second person behind you watching.
There's a spotter.
Maybe there's somebody about to kill you.
I got a spotter. Maybe
someone's watching with you that you didn't watching with you.
You see him in the window?
Like Jason.
But you know, how would it work?
Freddy Krueger.
My question, though, would be, how would it work if someone walks in or leaves, you know, or vice versa, you know?
Oh, you get a refund of 30 cents because they left.
Yeah, does it take a shot just as you're starting the movie? Well, then just have one person in there and then be like, okay, now guys, come in.
Yeah.
Or, you know, does it do it throughout? If someone leaves, do you get money back? You know, if someone comes in, does it charge you? Does it stop it and go, please insert more coins, you know?
But and then
into your Xbox?
Well, you know what I mean.
This is when I got up in the tray.
Yeah, this is just a patent, so nothing could ever happen of this.
It might just simply be a patent so that someone else can't make it.
Exactly.
You know, because that's what people do, too.
That's very true.
I mean, people make patents just so their competitor can't do it.
So
I'm going to get a patent on something.
We'll see how that goes and...
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a good tech bite. I like that.
If you guys have questions or comments or, you know...
Hit us up, nextfrontierentertainment.com.
Have we gotten any emails?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Just spam.
Also, you can... Facebook's probably the easiest way to...
Facebook's the best way to contact us.
Bye, everybody.
Way to go.
Halo.